many ways, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is the very beginning of the Shabbos' parsha, is linked with the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. There is a fascinating mechilta that you find in Parshas Bo and Parsha Hay that tells us the following, that Haya Rabbi Masya ben Chorash Omer, Higia Shvua Shenishba Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Avram. The time of the Gulas Mitzrayim had already occurred, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to fulfill the Bris ben Abasarim, freeing Knesset Yisrael from Shibud Mitzrayim. The difficulty, the Medrash writes, was the following, V'lo Haya B'yada Mitzvos, that they didn't have sufficient mitzvos in order to involve themselves. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, in Perek Tezayin, Va'at Eirom Ve'erya, Knesset Yisrael were absent of mitzvos. And therefore, Nosen Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtei Mitzvos, the mitzvah of Dam HaPesach, the mitzvah of Dam HaMilah, in order to serve as that schus of Geula. And the Medrash cites the Pasuk of Ve'erech Mispalseses V'damayich, that in the schus of the Dam Milah and the schus of Dam Pesach, that is what allowed the Yetzias Mitzrayim to take place at that particular time. These two mitzvahs are not only the catalyst of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but certainly they're linked in many other ways as well. Generally speaking, one does not find a chiyuv kares when it comes to mitzvah saseh, and of course the two noted exceptions when it comes to Korban Pesach and when it comes to Bris Milah. How is it possible that regarding an essay there is an element of kares? We usually assume that kares can only be when there is some azhara, some iser. This is what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos in the beginning of the third paragraph of Makos, that an onesh of misa or an onesh of karas, be'inan azhara, some iser is required. How is it possible then simply for a vital essay to have an onesh of kares? Rav Schechter points out in Ikvei Atzon and Simon Gimel, perhaps the following chiddush, that at times something can be termed in the Torah belashon essay. Sometimes it means that it's a kiyum essay, sometimes an iser essay. The possibility, perhaps, of a tzivui having both elements, a kiyum essay and an iser essay. We've discussed in the past, for example, the mitzvah of Shabbason, of Tishbars, Shvisa Shabbos, Shvisa Yantiv. The Rambam is clear. There are two halves to that halacha. There's a kiyum essay, one who is shoves b'shabbos, shoves b'yantiv, but also there is an iser essay of one who will engage in malachan shabbos yantiv. We discussed at the very beginning of the year what exactly is included in this kiyum essay or iser essay of the essay d'shabbosam. Perhaps the fact that Pesach and Milah have associated with it a chiyuv kares is an indicator of these two halachos and these mitzvahs as well. Not only is there a kiyum essay, obviously, in one who has a bris milah, in one who properly offers the Korban Pesach, but there is an element of an iser, of one who remains an arel, or one who is mevatel, the mitzvah Korban Pesach itself. And that element of iser is responsible for the chiyuv kares. Rav Slavetcher quoted in the name of his father of Moshe the following chiddush, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis quotes a ribui in the pasuk es brisi hefar to tell us that bnei keturah are obligated in bris milah. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, that children that Avram Avinu had b'sof yamav through keturah, they're obligated in bris milah. Rav Rishonim are of the opinion that literally it's referring to bnei keturah, but that chiyuv does not extend l'doros. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, writes a very great chiddush, and that is that this is even true l'doros as well. When the Gemara mentions bnei keturah, it doesn't merely mean bnei keturah themselves, but even their descendants are obligated in the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And then the Rambam goes a step further, that let's assume, for example, that there is a suffix. Right? It's not known whether this person stems from bnei keturah or not. Misafek, that goy is obligated in Bris Milah, because there is a chiyuv of Bris Milah which is incumbent upon bnei keturah, even l'doros. What exactly does this mean? Because if you take a look at the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and of Chav Zayin, there the Gemara tells us the following, that there's a miut based on the pasuk of Va'ata Ezbrishi Tishmar. Here, they are excluded from Bris Milah. So on the one hand, there is a ribui, on the other hand, there is a miut. According to Rav Rishonim, one could argue as follows. The ribui in the pasuk is referring literally to bnei ketura, but ledoros, the givonim, for example, are not obligated in bris mila. But according to the Rambam Shita, that the ribui is even ledoros. So in what sense is there a ribui? In what sense is there a miut? To what extent are bnei ketura ledoros obligated in bris mila? So Slavechik explained the name of Rav Moshe the following chiddush, that mila has these two elements, these two halachos. There is an iser of mefer bris. That's exactly what the pasuk says in Sanhedrin and Testament Beis, es brisi hefar. That's referring to the iser of one who is an arel. And then there is a mitzvah smila. The mitzvah smila certainly is kivitzach yikar lachazara. The mitzvah brismila is only zera avram, meaning bnei Yaakov and on through the generations. When the Torah tells us that there is a ribui that the Rambam writes is even relevant in the Doros, es brisi heifar, that means that a person is nullifying the bris if he fails to have a bris mila. The element of iser, arel, that applies to bnei ketura. The chovas mila, that does not. Rav Slavechik raised the following interesting suffix. What happens if a person is nolad mohu? That individual is obligated in hatafas dam bris. This requires a separate shir, right? Nolad moho. Does that individual have the status of arel? Is the reason for hatafas dam bris a form of mila, or is that considered to be an independent kiyum? Rav Slavechik raised that following issue. If you have bnei ketura, an individual who is nolad moho, is he chayiv in hatafas dam bris, or is he not? If that is a function of arel, that element of bris includes bnei ketura as well. If, however, that is the kiyum mitzvah smila, in such an instance, perhaps there is no halacha of hatafas dam bris in that particular case. But these are the two halves that one finds when it comes to the mitzvah of bris mila. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, in the end of mitzvah beis, Minchas Chinuch raises the following suffix that could link to this issue as well. We know that there is a marked difference between a mitzvah saseh as opposed to mitzvah lo saseh, in terms of the extent that one is obligated to even exhaust all of his funds to fulfill a mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah lo saseh, a person is obligated, even if it means kol hon beiso, to do whatever it takes to avoid violating an iser. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh, then hamevazves al yevazves yoser mechomesh. There's a cap. This is quoted in Yeradei and Simen Kufnun Zayin. What about when it comes to an iser essay? An iser essay. One certainly could argue that an iser essay in this respect is comparable to a los essay. When it comes to an iser essay, there's no malchus. That certainly is true. Malchus requires a law which is explicit in the pasuk, using terms of lo, yishamar, pen, or al. So there's no malchus in iser essay, but it is considered to be isurim. And then, in order to avoid an iser, a person has to be willing to give up even kolon beso. Minchas Chinuch raises the following suffix. When it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Bris Mila, on the one hand it's a mitzvah saseh, on the other hand it has an element of kares. So therefore, would you argue hamavazvez ayivazvez yosem echomesh? Chomesh will exempt you from Pesach and Mila? Or do you argue that that is not true at all? Perhaps that's exactly this issue, that if there is an element of iser essay in one who remains an arel, or one who fails to offer a Karban Pesach, in that respect it's similar to a los essay. Rav Slavechik pointed out the following. Tosas raises in Kedushin of Chav Testament Aleph this kasha, that regarding women, we know women are exempt from the bris mila of their sons based on the pasuk of Osov lo osam. Tosus raises the following kasha, Lamali Kara, why is a pasuk necessary? After all, isn't a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama? After all, Mila is only until day 8. Mila is only bayom, Mila is not balayla. That's Tosus's difficulty. Tosus writes the following chiddush, if you hold Mila is only bayom, even a Mila which is shalob is mana, I understand. Mila remains as man grama. It's only bayom, not balayla. But if mila shalob izman is nohegis, even balayla, so in such a case, Tosa says that why is it considered to be a mitzvah seisha zman gram, or perhaps that's why you need the pasuk of osov lo osa. Because after all, maybe it's not a Zman Grama because it's not really circumscribed by time. It begins on day 8, but once you hit day 8, it extends. So in such a case, in that sense, it's not a Zman Grama. And if you hold Mila Shelo Bezman applies even Balayla, in such a case, it's not bound to Yom as opposed to Layla. And maybe that's why the Pasuk, in fact, is required. Perhaps one could suggest the following possibility, that if, in fact, Bris Mila has an element of Isser, not just simply a Kiyum Esay, but an Isser. In such a case, perhaps an Isser Esay is incumbent upon women, even if it is a Mitzvah Esay Shahazman Grama. For example, the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos Yantif, the Isser Esay, we discussed in the past the Machlokas Rishonim, that perhaps women are obligated because of the element of Isser, which is in fact involved. Rav Soloveitchik though commented as follows, that here when Tosus describes the fact that women are obligated in Bris Mila, obviously it's not referring to their Bris Mila, it's referring to the Bris Mila of their sons. Are women obligated to see to it that their child is considered to be Mohul and not an Arel? Here Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following Chiddush. The Isser Kares, as we'll see, is not on a parent who fails to fulfill their element of Bris Mila. This Sirkares is only the person himself who remains in Arel. So perhaps one could suggest the following Chiddush, and that is that as far as the parental obligation of Mila is concerned, that is not an Isser, that is merely a Kiyum Mitzvah. In such a case, that's why Tosus writes, that why is it that in a Pasuk shouldn't this be a Mitzvah Sei Shahazman Grama? We ask that if there's an element of Isser, there's no Ptur Zman Grama. The answer is the following. The element of Isser is on the individual himself who is an Arel. A father who does not mal his son, there is no Isser Kares. He is Mevatel, the Mitzvah Sa'av, that one is obligated to perform Mitzvah on his child. And that's Tosus Kasha. That is a Mitzvah Sa'ay. And in such a case, perhaps that should be called a Mitzvah Sa'ay Shahazman Grama. That's a chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik suggested in light of this chakir. That sugya in Kedushin Adav Chof Tes points out that there are three different levels when it comes to the obligation of Bris Mila. Number one, there is a chiyuv which is incumbent upon the Av. The Gemara says that's written in the pasuk of Vayamal Avram es Yitzchak Beno. Avram Avinu performed the Bris Mila of his son. That means that there is a chiyuv incumbent upon the Av, Lomel es Beno. The Gemara tells us the next year, if lo mal so aviv, if the father does not do so, then chayavin bezdin lemulo. Now the chiyuv is transferred on acherim. Literally, the Gemara says a chiyuv on bezdin. What is the source of that? The Gemara says that's the pasuk of himolachem kol zachar. There it doesn't mention av ben himolachem kol zachar. And then the Gemara says tier three, if that does not occur, so then hu atzmo mechiyuv b'milaso. Then he himself is obligated to do so. And the Gemara says that's the Pasuk in Bereishis Yud Zayin of Arel Zachar Asher Lo Yomel Es Besar Al Aso, where the Pasuk is referring to the individual himself who does not do so. And as mentioned, the Rambam begins Hilchos Mila Perek Aleph Halach Aleph by telling us the following, that if the father, right, does not fulfill his chiyuv of Mila, and Bezdin does not fulfill their chiyuv to see to it that he had a bris, lo nischayvu b'kares, ela hu atzmo. Only he is the one who is chayiv kares. One who fails to fulfill his chovas mila. That's the iser of kares. The fact that the father was mevatel his element of the mitzvah, that does not generate an iser of kares. So even though there are three tiers, av, bezdin, atzmo, the Rambam is explicit that the chiyuv kares is only for one who dies an arel, who fails to go ahead and to perform to see to it that he himself has a bris mila. Pashup Shat, the Rambam would appear the following, that the Ikar Mitzvah Smila is Lomel Es Atzmo. And that's the halacha that has associated with this Rav Kareis. However, that Kol Zman, Delon Yischayev Mitzvasa, Kol Zman that he is exempt, he's a katan, he's 8 days old. Someone else is obligated to see to it that that takes place. But the Ikar Mitzvah really is incumbent upon the individual himself. Obviously, as a child, he cannot do so. So that element is now incumbent upon Acherim. This is relevant for the following suffix the Minchas Chinuch raises, and this will tie in with Karban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis of Bris Mila
raises the following.
Should we assume that paka mitzvah sa'av la'achar shagodal b'no? What happens if the father is deficient? He doesn't perform the milah of his son. All of a sudden now the son becomes bar mitzvah. Now he is able to exercise that obligation himself. And all of a sudden the father claims that no, this is his mitzvah. And for whatever reason, even though up until now he did not desire to do so, now he plans to fulfill his chiyuv. Is there a mitzvah sa'av la'achar shegodal b'no? Again, one could argue, based on this Rambam, that the Rambam writes that clearly the chiyuv kareis is only on he himself. It's just that kol zman, that he cannot do so himself, the chiyuv is ala'av. Once he has his own personal chiyuv, in such an instance, paka mitzvah sa'av. If you look in the Rambam, the Menachas Chinuch does not quote this, but if you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the end of Rabbi Elazar d'Amila, Perek Yutes of Shabbos, the Rambam is explicit. There the Rambam writes, La'achar shigdal ben, once the son becomes of age, and v'yagia lizman chiyuv ha-mitzvos, niftar kol odo mimilaso. Everyone else is exempt. V'nischayif ulam alatzo miyad. The Rambam is explicit in the Pirush Mishnayos. Kol zman that he is a katan, we can discuss. Who should see to it that the mitzvah should be fulfilled? However, one shenis gadol beno niftar kol adam milaso. That clearly is a chiyuv which is incumbent only upon the ben. The Rambam is explicit. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't cite that Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Minchas Chinuch, however, brings a further ayah to indicate this is true, and that's a ayah from Korban Pesach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perakei Halacha Hei, the following. The Torah describes that if a person is to partake of the Korban Pesach, he has to be mohel, he can't be an orel. And the same is true regarding, for example, his sons, that milas banav me'akvas amilecha b'Korban Pesach. That if he has a son who is an orel, he cannot partake of the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam writes the following lashon, Perakei Halacha Hei, Milas benav haktanim ma'akven al somilecha b'korban pesach. That's what the Rambam writes. The mila of your young sons is essential. That will prevent you from eating the korban pesach. So Menachas Chinuch writes, apparently, why does the Rambam write benav haktanim? Apparently, it's exactly because of this lamdus. That kol zman that you're dealing with, banim ktanim, that is the mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Av. And if an Av is deficient, so in such a case, right, then he cannot partake of Korban Pesach. Once it's Banav HaGdolim, then the Menachas Chinuch suggests, as I mentioned, the Rambam is explicit in the Pirush Mishnayos, that the Chovas HaAv is Paka, and therefore he would be allowed to eat from Korban Pesach. A great Chiddush. Is this so simple, however, that one can prove this issue of the mitzvah of Bris Milah from Korban Pesach? Because one could raise the following very fundamental chakira as follows. It is true that the Torah tells us that Milas HaBen, and this even applies to Milas Avodim as well, Me'akven Oso Milecha B'Korban Pesach. But what is driving that halacha? Is that a function of the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Or maybe that is Midine Korban Pesach. Why is it that if one has a son who is an Orel, one cannot eat from Korban Pesach? Is that necessarily linked to the father's chiyuv of Bris Milah? Or is that simply considered to be Midine Korban Pesach? Interesting Chiddush. Just in Menachas Chinuch brings a raya from the Tosas I mentioned, Kedushin of Chavdes, right, against the Shita, that maybe the father's mitzvah extends even beyond. Because again, what was Tosas' issue? Tosas raised, why do you need a pasuk to tell us that a mother is exempt from Milas Bina? Shouldn't this be a mitzvah Shehazman Grama? Right? So Tosas is troubled, because Tosas says that, well, it depends. If you hold Milas Bayom, not Balayla, you're right, it's a Zman Grama. But if you hold Mila Shlo B'Zman as even Balayla, then everything's good. It's not a Zman Grama, you need a Pasuk. Why is that a Zman Grama? Because it begins B'yom HaShmini, it continues, it endures. No, it's not circumscribed by time in any sense. Maybe one could argue according to the Rambam, that's not true. The mitzvah Sa'av begins B'yom HaShmini, but the mitzvah concludes, right, when the Katan becomes a Gadol, it's a very long duration of time, no doubt, but it is time-bound. Maybe one could argue that that's called the mitzvah Sha'av Zman Grama. Tosfos writes that no, since it only begins based on time, but it extends indefinitely, therefore that's not called the Zman Grama. Chassinus suggests that that diuk in Tosfos perhaps is against the Rambam, where the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is a circumscribed mitzvah. It begins on Yom Shmini, ends at the time of Bar Mitzvah. But that's the chiddush that the Minchasinus suggests, that you see from Karan Pesach, Perakei Halacha Hei, that the mitzvah sa'av, according to the Rambam, is paka, la'achar sheniz gadel haben. So he's pointed out the following. Wait, this halacha, that it is necessary for the child to have a bris milah in order for the father to partake of Karban Pesach, why is that true? Bris milah, right, really has two halachas. There is a mitzvah of bris milah. That certainly is true. There's a mitzvah smila. But then there is a different form of bris milah as well. And that is bris milah as a function of Kedushas Yisrael. Gerus, for example. In order for a person to be Megayer, it's necessary to have a bris milah. Not betoras the mitzvah of bris milah, but that's part of the Maisa Gerus. There are two very different types of bris milah, as we'll see. Betoras mitzvah or betoras Gerus. There's a very fascinating machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara tells us, Nivamos, Nevayin Chesem and Aleph, what happens if you have a Nachris Mu'uberes Sheniz Gaira? A woman is expecting, right? And now she converts. So the Gemara tells us, Bena Einot Sarech Tefillah, right? The Vlad does not require an additional Tefillah. She was Tovelis L'Shem Gerus, and that Tefillah works for the Vlad as well. Why is that true? Why is it that that tefillah is effective for the Vlad? The Gemara has two possibilities. The Gemara says, if you assume that you uber yerech imo, that the Vlad is just like a limb of the mother, so therefore, included in the gerus ha'em, right, is the gerus ha'vlad. Just as her limb is included in the gerus, the same thing is true when it comes to the uber. What if you hold that uber lav yerech imo? That the Uber has its own status, its own vitality. So a Chiddush, the Gemara says that the reason you don't have to repeat the Tefillah is because the Tefillah was done to the aim, and independently the Tefillah was done to the Vlad. The Vlad was also Tovel. The Gemara has two very different ways of understanding. Is it that simply Uber Yerachimo, that the Gerus of Vlad is included in the gerus of the aim, or no, it's an independent gerus, but the tefillah independently was chal for the vlad as well? It's an interesting issue. One possibility could be the following. Now this vlad is born, now there is an obligation of bris milah. No? Why is that true? What type of bris milah is this? No? Nachris muberes sheniz gaira. Right? Yolda Zachar. There's a Chovas Milah. What type of Chiyuv of Bris Milah is this? No? Is this a Mitzvah Bris Milah? Or should one argue that this is considered to be a Milah, which is B'toras Gerus? Two very different possibilities, no? Maybe one could argue, no, that that child was born Jewish because Uber Yerachimo. There's a mitzvah bris milah? Of course there's a mitzvah bris milah. Every child who's born Jewish, there's a chovas milah. One could argue, no, maybe uber lav yerachimo. There's an independent gerus on the vlad, so there was tefillah, but now it's necessary to have bris milah. That bris milah is not betoras mitzvah smilah, that bris milah is betoras gerus. The Ramban writes the following chiddush. This Ramban is found in Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin Mabeis, It's also quoted in the Magid Mishnah in Perikid Gimel of Hilchos Yisrei Bina. What is the normal Seder of Gerus? Normally, Mila, followed by Tvila. Is that Lechatchil or is that Bidiyevin? If you would have Tvila first and Mila second, is that legitimate, that Gerus, or is it not? So the Ramban writes that the Seder HaGerus, Mila first, followed by Tvila, is only a Din Lechatchil. Bidiyevin? Even if there was tefillah lachar kach mila, that's considered to be sufficient. How does the Ramban know that this is true? The Ramban's raya is from this case. Mu'uberes sheniz gaira. Mu'uberes sheniz gaira. If you hold, the Ramban writes, that uber lav yerechimo, that means that there is an independent gerus on the vlad. And what is that gerus? First tefillah, followed by mila. So you see from the case of Muberesh and Izgaira that the Seder of Gerus is not Li'ikuva. One could envision a case where you have Tefillah followed by Bris Milah. Very fascinating Chiddush. The Ramban clearly understands that Uber Lavi Arachimo means there's an independent Maisa Gerus on the Vlad, and therefore the Bris Milah of the Vlad is Batoras Gerus, and you see then that the Seder is not Li'ikuva. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva on that sugya, Yivamas Memzayinu Abayis, writes that no, the Seder of Mila Vachar Kach Tvila is Bidyevin. It's not just simply a din L'chadchila. If you look in that piece, the Ritva has a fascinating mashal that if a person is Lokeach Kelim in Hanagoyim, you have a Kli that was used by Nachri. So first there's an issue of Hagala and then Tvila. No, Hagolas Kalim and then Hechsher Kalim, no? So it's interesting, right? The Ritva discusses that issue as well. The Hagola and the Tfilas Kalim in light of two aspects of Gerus, so to speak. Right? You can take a look. Right? But the Ritva writes, the Seder of Gerus is considered to be that which is Likuva. First you must have Mila, followed by Tvila. What do you do with the Raya of the Ramban? So the Ramban writes the following Chiddush, right? This is what the Ritva responds, that no, when this vlad is b'mei imo, that what do you mean? That the gerus is only tvila, kinekeva, sagile b'tvila. The gerus is only one of tvila, but there's a mila now. There's no mila whatsoever. The gerus is one of tvila and tvila alone. And when the child is born, of course you have to do a bris milah. That's betoras, the mitzvah of bris milah. So no raya can be brought from that case that when milah is necessary for gerus, that the milah can follow the tefillah. Milah betoras gerus is always the first step. How can you have tefillah when the child is an arel? It's like tovo v'sheretz biyadah. That's the lashon of the Ritva. A person still is holding on to the tomb and he's tovo b'mikvah. First you need the tefillah, then you need, first you need milah, then you need the tefillah. Mashenke, when it comes to a case of an ubar, there the Ritva writes his great chiddush, that there the gerus is betoras. On the tefillah betoras gerus, the milah is betoras mitzvah. It's a fascinating chiddush. Right? So what is the purpose of the milah of this child? The Ramban writes, it depends. If you hold Uber Yerachimo, it's a mitzvah. Uber Lav Yerachimo, it's Gerus. The Ritva writes, no, this is all considered to be a mitzvah. So this is a fascinating model where there is an obligation of Bris Milah with two very different possibilities as to why that is necessary. Rashi points out in Shabbos and of Kuf Lamed Hei Mud Beis that the two different forms of Milah, a mitzvah of Bris Milah and Milah of Gerus, is not only true when it comes to such a case, but this is even true when it comes to the bris milah of an eved. The Torah tells us if you have an eved kanani, in such a case you're obligated to see to it that the eved has a bris milah. Rashi points out the following, that one can have an eved kanani in two very different ways. This is what the Torah describes as being yelid bayis, as opposed to miknas kesef. One way is that you purchase this guy as an Eved Kanani, Miknas Kesev. The other is Yelid Bayis. No, Yelid Bayis means that you have a Shivcha Kananis, and the Shivcha Kananis gives birth to a son. That son has the status of an Eved Kanani. good. So a person can have an Eved Kanani one of two ways. Either he was born as an Eved Kanani, or he was born as a guy but subsequently became an Eved Kanani. In both cases, you have to see to it that this Eved has a Bris Milah. But they're very different types of Bris Milah, no? The Bris Milah of Miknas Kesef. What is the purpose of that Bris Milah? That's a Bris Milah of Geirus. Up until now, this individual is a guy. He will become an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvos Kisha. What is the model, the prescription, the formula of Geirus? What's the answer? Mila Tvila. Good. What about Yelid Bayis? There, interestingly, that's similar to a Mila of Yisrael. This child was born as an Eved Kanani. He doesn't need Geirus. He is an Eved Kanani because his mother is a Shivcha Kananis. Why is it necessary to do Bris Milah? Because there's a mitzvah of Bris Milah. So Rashi writes that there's a fundamental difference between Yelid Bayis as opposed to Miknas Kesef. Yelid Bayis is a mitzvah of Bris Milah. Miknas Kesef is a milah which is B'Torah's Geirutz. Rashi writes it's all based on that sugi in Shabbos. Nafkuf Lamanim Beis. So there the Rashi, Dramas Yesh writes the following Nafkamina. The mitzvah of Bris Milah B'Yom Hashmini. That's only the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Milah B'Torah's Geirus. Rashi is of the opinion that doesn't have to be Yom HaShmini. One who is converted, the Bris Milah has to be Yom HaShmini. According to Rov Rishonim, it can be afterwards, obviously, a person converted when they're older, but it can be before. It can be on day one. The halach of Yom HaShmini B'Salasa, today's Parsha. That's the mitzvah Bris Milah, not Bris Milah but Torah's Geirus. So Rashi writes a very great Chiddush that if this Eved is Yelid Bayis, the Milah is B'Yom Shmini. That's not a Geirus Milah, that's a mitzvah Bris Milah. If it's Miknas Kesev, the Bris Milah is on day one. Yeah, that's a very important Chiddush, no? Halach l'maisa, we don't do this, but according to Rashi and other Rishonim, if one, let's say, adopts a baby, from the moment they're born, the Bris Milah should be immediate. Now we wait until Yom HaShmini. But Mikar HaDin, Rashi Shita is that if it's a Milah B'Torah's Geirus, there's no halacha of Yom HaShmini at all. The Rambam writes a further Nafkamina, right? But it's rooted in this Nafkamina. The Rambam in Hilchos Milah Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes that what about the fact that Bris Milah's Doche Shabbos? Again, the opening of the Parsha. That means a milah bizman on Yom Shmini is Doche Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, what Bris Milah is Doche Shabbos? The Rambam writes, obviously, a Yisrael Bris Milah, and the Rambam writes, V'chein Eved Knani Yelid Bayis. Yelid Bayis also, the Bris Milah is Doche Shabbos. That's a mitzvah, Bris Milah. When it comes to Miknas Kesef, for example, that's a milah of Geirus. That's not Doche Shabbos. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. Now, a further Ha'ara, this will link to Karban Pesach as well. The Gemara in Yevamos Naf Memches and Gittin Daf Lamed Ches quotes the following Chiddush of Shmuel. Hamafkir Avdo Yotzel Lecheres. I have an Eved. And a person is Mafkir his Eved. You're Mafkir an Eved, the Eved walks. Yotzel Lecheres. He doesn't need a shtar shichur. Hefker is sufficient. Great Kiddush. But hefker is sufficient in order to be meshachar and eved. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara says it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chol eved ish miknas kesev. Here in Shmos Yabez, when it comes to Karban Pesach. V'chol eved ish miknas kesev. Shmuel is bothered by the word ish. V'chol eved ish miknas kesef. One who is an eved and the adon is a man. Shmuel asks, eved ish v'lo eved isha? You mean to say you're only an eved if your adon is male, not if the master is a female? What do you mean? Eved ish v'lo eved isha? No, it's telling me exactly this chiddush. What does it mean? Eved sheyesh reshus l'rabo lov kari eved. You're only an eved if there's an ish, if there's an adam. If the adam can't exercise his rights, al pidin, you're not an eved. Therefore, if mafkir avdo, and therefore there is no adam that can impose his rights, eino tzara kishu. That's the drash of Shmuel. Great chiddush. Mafgar avdo eino tzara kishu. Because the pasuk says, Eved ish. Eved ish means that Eved sheish v'shus l'rab olav. Good? How does Shmuel know to be doresh that way? Because you can't take the pasuk literally. Eved ish v'lo eved isha. So it must be for the purpose of a drasha. So the Marsha, right, a little bit later in Yavamos, Ayin Aleph Mabez, just raises the following obvious kasha. What's wrong with understanding the pasuk as is? Chol Eved Ish, Miknas Kesev. Eved Ish. An Eved whose Adon is a man. The Gemara says ridiculous. Eved Ish, Lo Eved Isha. Why is that so ridiculous? How does the pasuk continue? V'chol Eved Ish, Miknas Kesev, Umal Toso, Az Yocholdo. The pasuk is talking about bris milah. That if you're in Orel, you can't eat from a Karan Pesach. Not only that, if you have an Eved who's in Orel, you can't eat from the Karan Pesach. So the pasuk is beautiful, no? The pasuk is addressing the Adam. You who are in Orel can't eat from the Karan Pesach. And that extends to your Eved as well. And therefore, doesn't it make sense that the pasuk should say Eved Ish Lo Eved Isha? What the Gemara dismisses, how can that be? Achar, that's exactly Pashim Shat. Right? The Ramat Marsha writes, V'yesh li t'moa, Ishe nachiyev az b'mila? So therefore, of course it's addressing a male Adam. So the Marsha writes the following answer, that no. We talked out this, as you know. This halacha, that has to be mahul, is that a function of mila? Or is that novea, does that result from Karban Pesach? The Rasha writes the following, Kevin de Chayeves Lasos Pesach, if she is obligated in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, so therefore now, she is obligated to see to it that her ben or her eved will have a bris milah. Mitzvah nami leha lamol bina demila sechari makeves nami ba. And that's why the Gemara says it can't be eved isha or eved isha, because that halacha obviously applies to any adam, even if the adam is a woman. Because what's driving that halacha, right, is not the mitzvah bris milah. What's driving that halacha is simply the dinei Karban Pesach. One can only partake of Karban Pesach if the avadim or if the banim are mahul. Why exactly is that true? One could argue as follows. Bris milah has the two halachos. Bris milah, number one, a mitzvah smila. Number two, is bris milah in terms of gerus and makadesh. Milah is not just merely a mitzvah smila. It's necessary for gerus, and even milah of Yisrael, it infuses a full kedushas Yisrael. Perhaps the halach is the following. Since you see that when it comes to bris milah, that bris milah is necessary for kedushas Yisrael, so therefore perhaps the halach is the following. That if you lack a bris milah, or anyone in your home will lack a bris milah, you have an orel b'shuscha, you're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Not because of the mitzvah, the chovas milah, but rather because of that element of kedusha. Only one who possesses the full kedusha doesn't have a psul orel, only a home that has a full kedusha. Each member of the bayis, that's when you're allowed to partake of Karban Pesach. And therefore, exactly, that this halacha is not only relevant to Eved Ish, a male, that's relevant even to the Ish as well. For her to partake of the Karban Pesach, there can't be an Orel Bebesa. And therefore, she is obligated to see to it that her Eved or her son has a bris milah, not because the mitzvah smila, she's exempt from the mitzvah smila. but rather as a function of Korban Pesach. And that's why the Gemara says, Eved Ish, below Eved Isha. Where do you see that this is true? That perhaps the requirement of Bris Milah is B'toras Gerus, it's not B'toras Mitzvah Smila. So if you go back to that Rambam, Perakei Halacha Hei, that's where the Rambam writes, Kishem Shemilas Atzo Makvos Milasos Pesach, just as your Bris Milah, right, is essential to allow you to eat from Korban Pesach, the same thing applies when it comes to Milas Banav Haktanim, Milas Avadim, in all those cases. Then the Rambam adds three words. V'chein tvilas amhosa. Wow, that's an interesting chiddush, no? V'chein tvilas amhosa. Just like you cannot eat from the Korban Pesach if you have an Eved Knani who does not have Bris Milah, the same thing is true when it comes to tvilas samhosa. If you have a shivcha in your home who is not toveles, shame gerus, the shame shivcha knanis, in such a case you cannot eat from Korban Pesach. V'chein tvilas samhosa. What do you see according to that Rambam? According exactly this chiddush. No? This is what is quoted in the Shem Reb Chaim, right, in the stencils, in Os Mem Hei and Os Mem Vav. If you'll tell me this is halach in Bris Milah, so what exactly do you mean? That what is true of Orel is also true of Tefillah Samosav? Mecha Teisi. What do you see that that's true? You're obligated in the Milah of Avadim? You're not obligated in the Milah of Shvachos? How do you know V'chein Tefillah Samosav? But if you'll tell me that no, the requirement of Bris Milah is not details, a prat within the Chovas Milah in any shape or form. It is the Chovas Korban Pesach. What does that mean? That you must see to it that anyone who is Brishuscha has the necessary Kedusha. So therefore, the Rambam writes that obviously what is true of Mila Sa'evit is true of Tefillah for Shivcha. How do you attain the Kedusha of a Beknani? Through Tefillah and Mila. And how is it you attain the Kedusha of Shivcha Kananis? Through Tefillah. That's exactly what the Rambam writes, V'chein Tefillah Samhosa. The Rambam is clear that when it comes to this element of Bris Milah, it's because of the element of Kedusha. You can't have an Orel B'Shuscha. You can't have one who has a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael B'Shuscha. And therefore, V'chein Tefillah Samhosa. That's what the Rambam writes. Shatfila l'shvachos kemila l'avadim. How is that analogy? Kedusha. See, so if that's true, maybe one can argue as follows, just going back to that raya of the Minchas Chinuch. If what's driving this halacha, and hey, of Korban Pesach, is the mitzvah Bris Milah, so then the Rambam writes the following, that it applies to Banav Haktanim. Banav Haktanim. L'chora, that's a raya that the Minchas Chinuch puts forth, that the mitzvah smila, in terms of the Chovas Ha'av, is only on Bano Kota, not on Bano Gadol. But according to this chiddush, this is a completely different halach entirely. This halach is telling us that if you have an orel in your rishus, you cannot eat from Korban Pesach. So I'll ask you the following. How do you define Rishus? What does it mean you have an Orel in your Rishus? So maybe this is a very different halacha the Rambam writes. If you are talking about an Eved is Bershus Adon, regardless of whether he's 5 or whether he's 50. The Rambam writes when it comes to Milas Avadim, Kol Avadav, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, Al Pidin, the Eved is in the control of the father. So therefore, it is in the father's rishus to the extent that he is the one who must see to it that this is true. And therefore, in achinami, his bris milah will prevent him from eating a Korban Pesach. If it's not the halacha b'toras bris milah, halacha is an arav b'shusa, so maybe the Ram just writes the following. That's if you're talking about b'no katan, who is under the watch of his father, that's called arav b'shusa. You're talking about a grown child. The child is 50 years old. That's not considered to be an arel b'shusa, and therefore you could eat from Karban Pesach. Right? Again, the fact that the Rambam limits b'no katan is not necessarily a chiddush in the mitzvah mila, but rather simply in this halacha of Karban Pesach, that the household must have a kedushas Yisrael, and in such a case one can raise the issue, how do you define the household? Whether you define in terms of gadol or katan is not necessarily relevant to that technical question regarding the mitzvah mila in terms of the chovas ha'av. So again, even though, as we pointed out, the Minchas Chinuch is correct, that the Rambam does write in the Pirush Mishnayos that the mitzvah sa'av is pakal achar shegadol haben, that's true, but the point is, again, once you understand, right, this approach to Karban Pesach, you can't necessarily bring a raya muchachas from the halacha of Karban Pesach. These are two very different halachos. And this halacha is not a function of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's why, right, it applies to shvachos, and that's why it applies even to, right, an adult who's a female, who's not obligated in Bris Milah whatsoever. That's why the Gemara says you can't be Dorish the Pasuk of Eved Ish Vlo Eved Isha. It must be for another purpose of drasha, because if you have a master who is a woman, she cannot partake of Karban Pesach, because she cannot have an orel, right, in her rishus, just as it extends to an eved and a shivcha, hu hadinami, it applies to an adon regardless of whether it's a male or whether it's a female. So again, even though there are similar halachos, right, in the sense that a chiyuv incumbent upon the father to see to it that mila saben, a chiyuv incumbent upon the adon to see to it that there are mila of banav and avanim is karban pesach, maybe these are driven by two very different considerations. So even though in Achinami it's true lamaskana, because the Rambam writes that in the Pirush Mishnayos, it's clear, but what you would hold a karban pesach, you don't necessarily have to hold when it comes to the obligation of bris mila. One in principle, maybe could argue when it comes to bris mila, the chiyuv continues, the Minhag Chazinu tried to prove from the sheet of Tosos, but not necessarily true when it comes to the halacha of karban pesach. Okay. Right, we'll stop here Sunday. I won't be here. And the Mitzvah Shem will continue Monday with Bonin Makabakish.